USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump dismissing what former President Obama saying about him in Illinois.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep.
USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
The former president wants to remind everyone why he believes the economy is doing well.
By the time I left office, household income was near its all-time high, and the uninsured rate had hit an all-time low, and wages were rising. I mention all this just so when you hear how great the economy is doing right now, let's just remember when this recovery started.
And then it was President Trump's turn, the president speaking in North Dakota.
If the Democrats got in, instead of having 4.2 up, I believe, honestly, you'd have 4.2 down. You'd be negative. You'd be in negative numbers right now. You'd be in negative numbers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
At the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls out Russia and Iran, accusing leaders in both countries of supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Haley speaking during a UN Security Council meeting.
Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
In other news, former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos sentenced to 14 days in jail for lying to the FBI. President Trump called on his Attorney General Jeff Sessions to investigate the New York Times op-ed report and find out who the anonymous source is. The piece, extremely critical of him, the president speaking with reporters on Air Force One, telling them he believes this is a matter of national security.
Because I think it's national security. I would say Jeff should be investigated, the author of that piece was, because I really believe it's national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
News now about the economy.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, healthcare, wholesale trade, transportation and warehousing, and mining. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
A change coming in the annual Oscar Awards. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
And the Oscar goes to... The Oscar goes to...
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says it's postponing introduction of the new popular Oscar category that it was going to introduce at its upcoming 91st Academy Awards on February 24th. The Academy says in a statement that it's recognized that implementing any new award 9 months into the year creates challenges for films that have already been released. The Board of Governors says it will continue to actively engage in discussion and will seek input regarding the category going forward, but it's already been receiving plenty of unsolicited input from many in the industry who are questioning what a popular award criteria would be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.